Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Broadway and Battery. You're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
And for Damon, one more day, Kevin Michael, Whitey Gleason. Thrilled to be with you, Ray. And how about this? Ray, we got the Warriors coming from 23 down to beat Portland last night. The Warriors now, can it be true, fifth in the West. Steph's coming back. It's a Warrior Wednesday. I gotta think this is enough to warm even the cockles of your frigid heart. Am I right? I mean, it's all coming together.
Yeah, check back with me on that road trip they have coming up.
Uh-oh.
I mean, how many times have they been fixed this year? About 5?
Yeah, maybe so. But now, this one's for real because, you know, who knows? At some point, Peyton may be coming back. Good news on Steph. And the best news of all, I understand your point. But seriously, the best news of all last night, they actually played defense. And I know it was Portland. Portland's not very good. But the foundation of that comeback was defense. And that's been the worst, single biggest issue all year. So color me optimistic today.
Fine, you're optimistic.
Thank you.
No, it's the second time all year that they've put together a 3-game run where they didn't allow 110 to the other team. And yes, it was a sign, yet another one, that they figured out that they're going to have to win by defending rather than outscoring people. Because there are simply better teams in this league in terms of offense. I mean, there's one 80 miles up the road.
Ray actually wanted to start the show talking about those Sacramento.
And we should. I mean, you know, why are we talking
great story.
About... I mean, these guys have, you know, clawed and fought to get 2 games over 500. I mean, just... It's like talking about the Atlanta Hawks.
Except the Warriors.
Let's talk about the Kings. The Kings are better. They're more fun.
They're a lot
of
fun.
They're objectively more fun.
A lot of fun, but they're not the defending NBA champions, and this is not the Kings.
But that makes it better.
Does it?
Yeah. It's been 72 years. The president, the year that they last won was Harry Truman.
What were they saying on Sports Talk? What were your columns like in 1951 when they won the... Was it 51?
Yeah.
When Rochester won?
I see.
I think they beat the Knicks, I think.
I said, once again, Rochester is the king of the basketball world.
That was many cities ago for that.
That was 5 cities ago.
Wow.
Rochester, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Omaha, And now these guys.
Well, it's been a roller coaster ride, but so is this.
No,
year.
It hasn't been a roller coaster ride. It's been a subway train.
Well,
they never get over ground
years,
level.
It has been. But the
by and large, if you go 72 years without winning a title, that's not a roller coaster ride.
Hmm.
How many times have they been to a conference final?
It's just not a very good roller coaster ride. Not all roller coaster rides are a lot of fun. Some of them, you know, some of them are lesser roller coasters where you go, I'm not getting on that thing again. But the Warriors this year has been a legitimate up and down and up to your point. And now it looks like, all right, here we go. The big finish of this season. They're in position to make another run. We'll talk to Steve Kerr about that today at 5. It sounds like maybe you don't trust this Warrior team.
I don't. I mean, why would you trust them?
Because of I'll just give you the answer, you know, make the argument with you. The championship pedigree. They've got the championship pedigree. And last year, a lot of people, you were probably one among them. I don't know that for a fact. Last year, a lot of people, when the playoffs began, said, all the injuries with Curry. Not this year. It's not their year. To be honest, I think even some members of the organization, they would have never said that. Publicly, I think they thought that, and somehow, some way, they won. So why can't they do it again with things coming together and the league, the West especially, just being a mass of mediocrity right there in the middle? There are opportunities in that for a team like the Warriors and teams like the Kings, too.
Well, there's a big difference between this year and last year, and that is at the end of February last year, they were 43-18. They were giving up 103 points a game, not 118. And they were relatively healthy. And the only team that was demonstrably better than them at the time was Phoenix. And what happened in the postseason? Phoenix melted down. Basically opened up the entire bracket for them. And they ended up playing Dallas in the conference final. And Dallas basically limped in as a 6 seed.
Yeah, they went Denver, Memphis, Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, frankly, this is an entirely different situation for them. The one thing you can say for them is that if they get Curry back, it's almost like a deadline deal in some ways. But other than that, the fact that they've played defense 3 times in a row should be a lot less heartening than it seems to be. Because they used to play defense all the time.
But they haven't done that all year. So it's encouraging that they've done it of late. Also, I'll say this. To your point about last year, the record was much better. True. However, they got off to that great start, 18-2. And then last March, before the playoffs started, you know, Steph got hurt in the game against the Celtics. And things were struggling right before the All-Star break and into the second half of the season. They were struggling a lot. So I know the numbers last year were much better than they are now, but some of the struggles were similar. They figured it out last year, and now with, as Coach Kerr said last night, you know, reinforcements are coming. It's just considering where they were just a few days ago, 5th in the West, all of a sudden things look a lot brighter than they did. Not even you can deny that.
Well, that's not because they're 5th in the West. Everybody's 5th in the West at some point in the last 2 weeks. That's the thing about everything between 4 and 13.
That's the highest they've been in some time.
Yeah, but again, lose 2 in a row and you're back to 9th. I mean, that's how volatile the standings have been.
Sure.
No, if you're desperately looking for the positive here.
You don't have to desperately look, but go ahead. I'm
sorry. No, you clearly have to because they haven't proven that they can sustain anything. I mean, except that they never win on the road and they always win at home. You know, if you want to say, well, look, they've now played defense 3 times in a row. But against who? You know, these are eminently beatable teams. And the truth is, you know, beating Houston, they're awful. They're trying to lose. You know, Minnesota, they've been dysfunctional all year long. And Portland is even weirder than Minnesota is. So, you know, now they've got the Clippers, they're 0-3 since they got Westbrook. And then they've got New Orleans, which has been in free fall. So you may not get a true sense of where they're at till they go on the road at L.A., Oklahoma City, and Memphis. And that's even easy schedule. But on the road, they stink. Until they change that, I think any optimism is probably premature. Not misplaced, but it's premature.
You're cynically glossing over is the fact that, Houston's terrible and Minnesota's dysfunctional. Minnesota's right there with you in the standings. However, you're overlooking the fact that the Warriors won both those games without Steph, without Wiggins, and without Draymond. And then last night, of course, still no Wiggins, still no Curry, and they've won three in a row. Now, I don't know if that means, watch out, they're going to make another run at a title, but that's pretty impressive. And the Warriors this year, without Steph Curry, are 12-12.
They're 12-12 with everybody. That's the story. That's the whole thing. Nothing about this team, you can't put your finger on anything except that they are driven to the heights of mediocrity.
But I'm telling you, the whole reason they've been so inconsistent is because the defense has been, it's been here, haven't been here for the most part. In the last three games, it looks like there's an improvement there. And that's the foundation for everything they do. And if they're going to be successful, they have to play better defense. In the last three games, there are signs that they are playing better defense. That's positive.
Well, but let's see how they play defense on the road. Because here's what they've given up in their last six games on the road against mediocre talent and Denver.
Don't give me point totals.
120, 119, 134, 125, 134, 124. That's ghastly. All I'm saying is they've shown signs of this before, and they haven't sustained it. So let's see them sustain it. Let's see how they play in that three-game roadie, and then the five-game roadie after that, when they play, the Clippers again, Memphis and Dallas.
So you got the Clippers coming up tomorrow, and then you got Memphis?
No, you've got New Orleans. I'm talking about the roadie in the middle of March.
I know you are. I know. But I'm just saying what they have this week, and I apologize. Yes, New Orleans. So you got the Clippers, then you got New Orleans, then you go play the Lakers. So what do you need to see from them these next three games? What's it going to take to get you to go? You'd never admit this publicly, but maybe just, in your
more
own head.
More games where they hold the
Whitey,
other team to 101.
Once again, I never like to agree with them, but once again, Whitey's right. What's it going to take?
Once again, it's good. Hold a team to 101. Hold a team to 104. Hold a team the way you used to hold teams routinely. If they can't
NBA
do
now.
That, then this is, and they're going to be 42-40. That's the takeaway from all of it. It's that you don't know who they are because every time they show you signs, like they're showing you, then they knock your legs off. And every time they look like they're doomed, then they all of a sudden rise from the dead. I mean, they looked awful against the Lakers, and then they've come back and they've won these three games by defending like crazy.
They held Portland to 105 on the text line, Xfinity Mobile text line. From the 510, early nomination here for text of the day. Overall defense in the whole league is down. Points are up. It's nothing to score 110 anymore. That's
true. Yeah, but when you're giving up 118 a game, tell me how good that is.
Well, it depends what you're scoring. And you mentioned the Kings.
Well, they're scoring 118, which is another proof that they're incredibly mediocre.
The Kings give up a ton of points, but they still have their net rating is positive. But the Warriors need to play defense, and they're showing signs of it. So you need them.
The Kings have a historically good offense. That's how they can hide this. The Warriors right now, with these last three games, they've gotten their average below 118 for the first time in like 3 months. And it's still, fourth in the worst in the league.
We got a break here, and then I'll go over some, I'll show you some of the metrics and things you got to look at other than just total points, Ray. Come on. I love it when Ray's lecturing me on Sacramento, why the Kings are good. Appreciate
they are,
that. I know they are.
They're the most enjoyable team in the sport. They should win just because we deserve it.
I want to see the Kings and the Warriors in the postseason. That would be tremendous.
I suggested that last week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.